and welcome to Money Control Alpha, the podcast that gives you the extra edge in investing. I'm Mahalakshmi, and today, let me talk about some of the sectors that will see the sharpest earnings growth this year and whether they offer a good entry point. We already know the various risks that are lurking around for the market as a whole, meaning the Nifty itself, the risk of recession in the US, for example, the risk that rates might rise further, the risk that global liquidity will get pulled back, and then some local factors like growth slowing down, etc. All of these are macro risks that we are already aware of. Now, look at the same picture by looking at how the earnings story looks sector-wise. The starting point for this exercise is to look at Nifty earnings for the past year, that is FY23. Kotak Institutional Equities has done detailed calculations on what contributed to Nifty earnings performance last year and also estimates of how this year will shape up. Last year, Nifty's earnings performance was driven predominantly by banks, which showed spectacular growth on the back of rising interest rates and also higher credit growth. Since banks constitute nearly a third of the Nifty weight, the performance of banks has a huge impact on Nifty's overall performance also. So last year, Nifty did very well, riding on a fairly high earnings growth in banks. Earnings growth in banks was about 38% for the record. Now, look at the picture without banks. Nifty earnings growth without banks was actually dismal. It was 3.8% in FY23. Why was this the case? Because the rest of the Nifty pack saw stark difference in earnings growth across sectors. Among the heavyweights, the IT sector was a big drag, clocking 6.3% growth for FY23. Pharma and healthcare services also delivered earnings growth of 3.6% and 8% respectively, both in single digits. But the biggest drag in earnings really came from metals and mining companies, which clocked a 70% degrowth in earnings as the global commodity prices changed direction. Besides, construction and fertilizer companies also clocked negative earnings performance. So, in accordance with the earnings growth last year, banks also delivered the best stock market performance. Now, this year, if you follow the same strategy, that is, if you bet on sectors and stocks with the highest earnings growth projected for next year, will you end up with great stock performances? Let us first look at which sectors will see the highest earnings growth. Number one on the list is the automobile and auto component sector. This sector, as we know, is coming out of a fairly long patch of underperformance. Most auto companies have not seen much growth from pre-COVID levels on a four-year CAGR basis. There are all kinds of issues, the semiconductor shortage issue, the general sluggishness in demand. These things have actually kept companies from growing. This year, autos will see the sharpest rate of growth in earnings at 69%. And within this, Tata Motors will see the sharpest increase in earnings. So this is the sector where you have to keep a keen eye on, because obviously sharpest earnings growth. But as we have seen, stocks in this sector have not really performed similarly, because each automobile maker has a different story. One, they may be catering to different market segments. And the second thing is they may be at different points on the EV transition curve. But the sector as a whole is trading at the lower end of the price band, roughly 15 to 20 times earnings multiples, which is kind of reasonable if we make the assumption that these companies will indeed continue to dominate the automobile sales in the coming few years and make a successful transition into the EV space. Now, this is a big assumption to make, and there is uncertainty, but that is also the reason why some of these companies are still quoting at low valuations. Now, the second biggest earnings growth is likely to be in telecom companies, mainly Bharti Airtel. Of course, you can also play it through Reliance Jio. Now, here the driver is likely to be increase in tariffs. Tariffs in India are still very low, and now that competition has more or less settled down and the industry is consolidated, that it's very clear that it is Bharti and Reliance Jio, players should be willing to gradually raise tariffs, which will help their bottom line. Bharti Airtel is estimated to see an EPS growth upwards of 50% in FY24 and quotes at around 35 times FY24 earnings. It's really not cheap, especially considering that telecom is really a very capital intensive business, and even next year the company would command a return on equity of not more than 16%. So earnings growth may be assured, but stock price probably already factors in that optimism. And for the kind of return ratio that the company will be able to deliver next year and probably even the year after, it doesn't justify very high multiples. Now, the third biggest earnings growth story for the coming year will be metals, in all likelihood, going by analyst estimates. Most analysts continue to believe that earnings will fare better than last year because metal saw a huge jump in earnings in FY22, which took its contribution to index earnings to 14% from 5% in the previous year. But a slump in global metal prices dragged down earnings once again in FY23, and therefore its contribution also plunged to about 4% in FY23. So now Kotak, Jefferies and several other analysts are predicting a rebound in the coming year. Kotak, for instance, estimates that Tata Steel profits will go up from 8,600 crore in FY23 to over 10,500 crore in FY24, which is a 20% growth. If at all you would like to ride this wave, that is the metals wave, then Tata Steel may be the best bet. But let me tell you, metals, you have to be super cautious, because whatever said and done, metal prices are set globally and companies are only price takers. To that extent, however good the management, their destiny is not under their control. In essence, my takeaway is that the sectors that are likely to see the sharpest gain in earnings are not the ones that look the best from a stock market performance perspective, because either there is some kind of uncertainty, for example, I told you about autos and now about metals, or the market has already priced in higher growth in their valuations, which is, for example, telecom. Like I said, it's priced in the valuation. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful evening.